Now, the last time we were talking, Margaret Mills was telling us all about a lot of the painters that lived in Great Bardfield and brought that town some international fame. And you're going back to Great Bardfield this time to tell us about some of its history and the village.
That's right, Scott. Yeah, I thought just a few other history snippets about Great Bardfield, in addition to their fame as a centre of painting excellence, if you like. Great Bardfield, how many people can say, I wonder, that they live in a village, the whole village of which was part of someone's divorce settlement?
Shouldn't think they would.
Well, it's true of Great Bardfield.
Right.
Great Bardfield was part of the divorce settlement between Henry VIII and Anne of Cleves. Mm-hmm. Now, as we know, although they parted company, Anne of Cleves managed to keep her head. Mm-hmm. And she also managed to keep on pretty good terms with Henry, and he was very generous when it came to the time of their divorce. And one of the things that he granted to her was the whole village of Great Bardfield.
Well.
So this was part of her divorce settlement. But that's not Great Bardfield's only claim to fame. It doesn't only date from the time of Henry VIII. The settlement goes back much further than that. We know for a fact that Roman tiles have been found in and around Great Bardfield. So it looks as though there was a Roman settlement there at some time. What else is interesting about Great Bardfield? Well, in medieval times, there was a lady called Elizabeth de Burgh. Now, Elizabeth de Burgh was reputed to be one of the wealthiest women in England. And we're told that she adored Great Bardfield and regularly came to stay there. She didn't live there all the time, but she certainly visited Great Bardfield. So turning from wealthy people and visiting Great Bardfield, let's look at not-so-wealthy people and their involvement with Great Bardfield. The Great Bardfield Cage. Now, the Great Bardfield Cage still exists. It's a small building that served as a village lock-up or prison. Mm-hmm. And its history goes back a long way. And basically, if you misbehaved, got drunk, made a nuisance of yourself, you would be shut in the cage for a few nights to cool off. So the people
sounds
come to
charming.
Great... Exactly. So don't go to Great Bardfield when you've had a few. You'd be shut in the cage and that would be it. But people still go to Great Bardfield to see the cage because it's one of the few, or the relatively few, in existence. Great Bardfield is also known for the Smith family who lived there. Smiths were Quakers and great benefactors to the village. They built a Quaker chapel. They certainly built a building that was used as the town hall. And they also gave the village its village pump. Now, that doesn't sound particularly important, but at a time when people struggled to get access to clean water, that was of tremendous importance. Mm-hmm. And if you go to Great Bardfield, go to the church, go to the churchyard, look round the churchyard and see how many graves with the name Smith you can spot. They were quite a large family and they are commemorated quite a lot in the graveyard at Great Bardfield.
Great Bardfield.
Great Bardfield, sorry.
It's all right.
In the churchyard at Great Bardfield.
Right, okay. And where are you off to next time?
Right, well, next time I should be talking about the Devil and Bell at Danbury.
Sounds like a pub, is it?
No, definitely not. Well, the Bell is a pub, but not the Devil.
I thought it was the Devil and the Bell in one pub. Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.